Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's what's trending.
As St. Patrick's Day is upon us on Monday, the city of Buffalo preparing the weekend with two big parades celebrating Irish heritage, and there is a lot. On Saturday, the Old Neighborhood St. Patrick's Day Parade will start at 11 a.m. That's in the Old First Ward. That is the old school historic route first traveled by Irish immigrants who settled in the area. Now, the big party people one is Sunday. That's downtown Buffalo. Delaware Avenue begins at 2 p.m. on Sunday. So Saturday, 11, Sunday, 2 p.m. We are expecting some rain this weekend. It may avoid the parades. We're hoping, kind of as things move through the area, parades are rain-free. That's the hope for this weekend. Hope the luck of the Irish is with you. Not so much on a flight landing in Denver yesterday. It was an American Airlines flight. Caught fire at Denver's International Airport, Colorado. Boeing 737, big plane, diverted to Denver. They had taken off from Colorado Springs and noticed that there were some weird vibrations coming from one of the engines. And so they're like, hey, closest airport, can we land? They did. Once they land, Jan, and there's I don't know, about 175 people on board. The flames shooting out of the engine and then the thick black smoke come out of the engine just after landing. Ugh. It was wild scene to see. All passengers able to exit the plane. Okay, that is the good news. Again, emergency landing in Denver. Engine bursts into flames, and they did the thing with the emergency slides, and they go out on the wing and that whole thing. So,
yeah, but he was saying what didn't make sense is he was saying they were bringing out ladders
to get off the wing.
Yeah, but there should be a slide.
I don't think there is. What I've learned the last two emergency landings I've seen, Jan, you get out on the wing and then you're good. And that's not, you're not hopping down from there. That's not a step down. That's that's a leap, like a second story leap. So, yeah, everyone's okay is the good news, but another incident at an airport just kind of give you a little thought there when you're flying. Tiger Woods found himself some new love. Tiger Woods reportedly dating the ex of Donald Trump Jr. His ex-wife, Vanessa Trump. They've been seeing each other for the past several months. Anyhow, Vanessa shares a passion for golf. Her and Donald Jr.'s 17-year-old daughter is committed to play college at the University in Miami. So Trump Jr.
She is
and
a good
Vanessa,
golfer, Trump, the 17-year-old, yeah.
I saw Cal's play, and she is good. Like literally could go pro. Former couple divorced in 2018 after 13 years of marriage. So it is Donald Trump Jr.'s ex, Vanessa, that Tiger Woods is spending some recovery time. He had his Achilles tendon worked on. So he's going to be good. Some of the Bills talking this week. DeMar Hamlin talks about it's good to be back.
It feels amazing to be back. You know, this is home. This is all I know as a pro. And, you know, I'm connected to this place on a totally different level. So, you know, this is the place I want to be. This is, you know, where I would want to spend my whole career if I can. So it feels good to be back.
Yeah. DeMar Hamlin getting another contract. That was announced this week. That's it for your News and Views. Time right now, 6:25. Go Bills.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Realfacts 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Realfacts 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.